Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. I am your host, Martha Reddick, and this week I am so excited because we have brought Marcia Hall back on. Hello, Marcia.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Trying to stay warm. It's very cold here all of a sudden.
Yeah, it got
fall
cold
has hit
here.
Quick.
It really did. I went and got pizza with a friend the other night, and like while we were eating pizza, it dropped 20 degrees.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So wonderful. Well, today we are going to be talking about your book, Nanny Basics and Beyond, and I am so excited to have you on to talk about that. I've been seeing buzz, you know, in all the nanny groups and things like that, so I'm glad to go to the source and talk to you. But before we talk about your book, let's hear a little bit about your background as a nanny, your nanny journey.
Sure. Yeah. I've been in the industry for over 20 years, was a nanny for 15 years before my second little child of my own came home, and I became a, you know, work from home mom for a long time. Then I took care of kids inside my, in my home. So I continued that care of other people's children just in my own home in a different capacity. But I've also spent a significant amount of time working with the International Nanny Association on the INA Board of Directors. I was on the board for 7 years, I believe, and the president the last 2 years I was on. And I stepped off the board this past spring, and they offered me the position of executive director of the INA. So I am now the executive director of the INA.
Woo!
Yeah. And as well as personally, a few years ago, I started this company called Nanny Coaching Team. So when I stayed home with my kids, I sort of still felt like a nanny, and I still felt like I had something to give back. And so I sort of felt there was a hole in the industry for quality, you know, education that was like accessible in your home, because the, you know, technology is given us so many things. And so I opened Nanny Coaching Team because I felt like I had some things to offer as far as education. But more than that, I felt like the industry in itself had a lot to offer. And I feel like there's a lot of people within the industry that have so much to offer. So I wanted to sort of bring us together as a team, which is why the name is Nanny Coaching Team, because I sort of feel like we're all a team.
Yeah.
And my goal has been to bring people from within the industry to teach each other. So we kind of all have something to offer. And I started putting together, I started interviewing people a little bit like you do, but on specific topics related to education, and offer those topics as a resource. I have something called Build a Conference. So you can actually, if you can't go to a conference, which I do highly recommend that you try to get to a conference every once in a while, at least, because being physically at something like Nanny Palooza or International Nanny Association conference is such an amazing experience, but not everybody can get there every year. And so Build a Conference from Nanny Coaching Team is sort of the way to bring that conference into your living room, and you can build your own Video library. We have 35 different topics you can choose from, and you buy it and it's right there at your fingertips. So that's kind of been my goal for Nanny Coaching Team. And I'm a mom. I'm a work from home mom. I now have three kids, and I am may not be a nanny technically, but I feel like I'm always a nanny at heart. So
yes. And I think what you have to offer the nanny community with 15 years of experience and then raising your own children and then talking to nannies so regularly that are still, you know, in the field, if you will, right. I think that that is invaluable in what you have to offer. And I love that Build a Conference. That's such a great idea. I think it would be wonderful if, you know, there was a city where maybe International Nanny Training Day, there wasn't one year. You could potentially kind of put that together for a group, like your nanny squad.
Yeah.
And all do it together. And I think that would be a really lovely thing.
And now that the book is complete, my goal is to kind of, add to that list of that library of resources so that, you know, there's more things to offer in that. A lot of the topics that are in that list are actually topics that I tackle in the book too. But there's a lot more in the list of videos that we offer too. So
wonderful. Well, great. Let's talk about your book. So what is Nanny Basics and Beyond about?
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, the topic or the title does say quite a bit. It's about the basics of nanny, but more than that. So it starts off with, you know, the very basics. You need to know this if you're going to be in a home. But the reality is that I talk less about the care of children in this book. I feel like there's a lot of information out there about, you know, how to take care of kids and the training to do that. But those books and those training programs, they don't always go into like how to be a nanny in that situation. Mm-hmm. We have a really unique relationship within the home and a really unique job. And the goal of this book really was to take some of those things that you think of all the time, like how to communicate with people. Well, how do you communicate with people in a nanny home is different than how you communicate in a office with your employer, and even in a daycare with your employer. They're just different. Right. And so this book really looks at that nanny-parent relationship and gives you some tools, some tips, different ideas, helps you have the right attitude about that relationship. And kind of looks at it from a lot of different perspectives. So it talks about the basics of like legal pay and having a good contract or a work agreement, but it also goes into like deeper things like how to build a parent-child relationship. You're not a part of that relationship, but you can actually work to grow that relationship too through your work as a nanny in the home. So it looks at a lot of different things. But the goal is basically to highlight that nanny-parent relationship and really help nannies and parents understand it better.
Yeah, that's I don't know that I would have thought about it that way. So that's really wonderful to bring that to the foreground. It says on your website, and I have not gotten a chance to read your book yet, and I'm so excited to do so, but it says that
we'll have to make that happen.
Yeah, let's make that happen. It says that you included several interviews with different leaders in the nanny industry. So who did you end up interviewing for this book?
Right. So like I had said, when I started Nanny Coaching Team, I really feel like I may have some things to offer, but I don't know everything.
Right.
You know, I know some things, but I don't know everything. But what I do know is because of my, you know, experience in the industry and working with the International Nanny Association and Nanny Palooza and different things, I do know people who know more than I do. And so I interviewed about 17 different individuals for this book. And there are they are, you know, people that if you are in the industry and you work in, you know, if you go to any of these conferences or if you're active on any of the social media platforms that, you know, connect us nannies, you will kind of know these people. And I really love it because they bring so many different ideas that I didn't think of. You know, I learned a lot writing this book too. And so they bring up these ideas and I'm sort of able to integrate them into some of my thoughts and ideas too. So Laura Brawley, who is from Nanny Care Hub, Jenny Brown, who is a nanny of, she kind of specializes in multiples, Tracy Chips, who talks with me about conflict. She's really great at that. Kelly Gears, I think a lot of people know Kelly. She has worked in a lot of different associations and organizations. She is also a nanny, and she talks with me about divorced, separated families. Ryan Jordan, who is an agency owner in California, talks with me about being assertive as a nanny. Becky Kavanaugh, who has been in the industry a long time and she's worked in a lot of different capacities, including the INA, she talks to me about the annual review or, you know, the having regular reviews as a nanny and what that should look like. Erin Krex, who actually is no longer in the nanny world. She actually owns a company actually that her son started, which is really cool, when he was like, I want to say like 10 years old, 10 or 12 years old. He actually came to her with this great idea. It's called Brick Loot. And it's like one of those monthly subscription subscription things for people who love Legos and all things like that. So she talks to me about the resume, having a good resume. Michelle LaRoe, who is really well known. She's written a couple books herself on parenting, and she has nannytraining.com. She's a great resource. She talks to me about the work agreement, which is like really, in my opinion, like the glue that holds the entire relationship together.
Yes.
Such an important piece of it. So she was a great resource for that. Rachel Lawrence, who actually works with her in Morningside, who works with Michelle at Morningside Nannies. She talked to me about good communication. Rachel has a really awesome perspective because she has been a nanny. She's been an agency owner, and she's actually a mom who employs a nanny now.
Oh, wow.
So she sort of sees it from all three sides, which is really great. And she's also been an educator too. So Tara Lindsay, who is a nanny in Michigan, talks with me about working with exceptional children that might have special needs, or they're extremely gifted, or some other way have some kind of exceptional need, and what it means to be a nanny doing that. Carly Lithmuth actually works, not primarily, but she has worked a lot with teens. And that's an aspect, I think, that, you know, you don't always work, you're not always going to be a nanny working with teens, but a lot of times we are with families for a long time, and nannies want to know what it takes to be a nanny for a teen.
Right.
It's a very, very different relationship that you have with parents and with the children in that situation. Helen McCarthy, who is actually from England, from the UK, she talks to me about traveling with children. Glenda Probst, who's from Nanny Transitions, she actually, I interviewed her for two of the chapters. She talks with me about like the reality of being a nanny, aside, you know, the chapter's called The Dream Versus the Reality.
Oh, so yes.
What it really is like to be a nanny, and like red flags and things that you need to look for. But then she also wraps up the book with me talking about leaving a job with grace and something that we all need to know, because at some point every job does end. So how do you do that?
Right.
with grace and love, and by not falling apart yourself. So Angela Riggs, who works for Sullivan University, she talked with me about being a professional and what it really means to be a professional, and how you sort of craft your message to people and your life around that. Greta Schreier, she owns Cincy Nanny in Cincinnati, Ohio, and she also used to be a nanny. She talks with me about self-care.
Oh,
which is really, really important. Donna Shannon, she talks with me about the interview and Something that I think a lot of people get freaked out about. But she
Yeah.
really has some amazing tips to help you just kind of work through it, relax, and give, you know, give off that message that you're professional. So that's really good. And then Karen Yatsko, who actually is now a newborn care specialist, but she for a long time specialized in working at as a household manager. And so we've talked a little bit about that. So those are the people that I interviewed. That there, like I said, there's about 24 chapters in the book. So those are the people that I interviewed, and I worked with them on those topics. And they have a lot of really amazing insights. So
I bet. And that, what a wonderful way to really bring the nanny community together. I love that you had so many different people from different walks of life.
Yeah, thank you.
Offer their words of wisdom along with yours.
Yeah.
I think that that's really powerful, and giving, you know, their voice a platform as well. It's something I'm trying to do, and I love when other people do it as well. So you mentioned a lot of the subjects, any subjects connected with people that you interviewed. What about those other 7 chapters? Did I do that correctly?
Yeah, somewhere around there. I think I didn't mention Laura Brawley had worked with me on talking about getting paid legally, which is also a very important topic.
Yes. And a confusing one. So I'm so glad.
It is confusing. And she really helped, you know, help me break it down. And so that's a really great chapter too. As far as chapters that I sort of, you know, researched on my own and kind of took on my own, I talk, so I break up the book into 3 sections. One is called the basics section. One is the basics. And that is just really your basics. That is the work agreement, resumes, the interview. I also go into choosing the right job, because I think that's really important, and finding the right match, because that is a key and how nannies can really evaluate themselves as well as the people, the families they're interviewing with, how they can evaluate those things. And then I have a chapter talking about in section 1, before your first day, like what you actually need to know before you walk in that door for the first day, and making sure that you're starting off on the right foot and having a good first week and month in that. In section 2, I talk about developing yourself a little bit more, and some of the chapters that I sort of took on my own were the parent-child bond. Mm-hmm. And strengthening that parent-child bond. I think it is possible for nannies to help, and why it's so important. Some nannies don't really realize how important it is for the nanny or for the child to have a very strong bond with their parent. And sometimes we don't know how to help that. Another chapter that I worked on was different discipline styles, like working with people that don't necessarily have the discipline style that you do,
right,
or that you would like. And I think that's really important, because as nannies, we don't always get to choose what that discipline style that's in the house is.
Very
sometimes
true.
We do, and sometimes parents really want our input and want us to take the lead on that, but sometimes they don't. So, and then also, even when they do want us to take the lead, sometimes they themselves don't follow through with that particular method. So that section also had, like, you know, different things about communication, conflict, assertion, asserting yourself, self-care. And then the third section that I have is about specialized situations. And that, like I said, I had worked with people talking about exceptional children, separated divorced families, caring for multiples was another thing that I had mentioned. Jenny Brown actually worked on that with me as a nanny of multiples, working with teens and traveling. But I also talked about working with families during trauma. So, you know, working with divorced families, sometimes that can be traumatic, especially if it's new and it's coming, you know, it's coming out of nowhere. But working with families through trauma, that could be like, could be divorced or being separated, but it could also be like a family illness, a parent illness. It could be a parent loses their job, even a family who moves can be a really traumatic experience for a child. So that goes into some of the different different aspects of working with a family through a traumatic
Life
incident.
change, yeah.
Life change, something happening, and what the nanny's role in that is. And then I also talk about in section three about working with an in-home or an at-home parent. So a parent that works from home or a parent that is a stay-at-home parent, and what the diff, you know, how you navigate that, specifically if it's an at-home, a work-from-home parent. It's a growing field because with technology, more and more parents are able to stay home and work from home at least part of the time. And so it was really important to tackle that. And then I close the book with Leaving a Job with Grace with Glenda. So that's kind of a rundown on all of the chapters and what is in the book. I hope that was kind of what you're looking for.
Yeah, my like nanny nerd heart is exploding with happiness. That all sounds amazing.
Great.
And so yeah, so for myself and all the nannies listening out there who have not read your book yet, where can nannies find your book?
Sure. It is available on Amazon.com, and that's just Amazon.com. Search Nanny Basics and Beyond. It'll be there. It is that's the fastest way you're going to get it. And right now, the only way that most people can get it, Amazon is always running deals. I don't have any control over when they do that kind of stuff. I did offer an International Nanny Recognition Week deal, but that, of course, has passed, unfortunately. I will periodically run specials through the Nanny Coaching Team website. So if you are not a subscriber to our newsletter, I encourage you to go on our website, nannycoachingteam.com, and near the bottom, there's a little button that says newsletter. Click on that and you can become a subscriber to the newsletter, and you will get notification when we run a deal, when we run a special through us. So occasionally I'll probably want to purchase some bulk, and kind of give everybody a deal. Who knows when I'm able to. I will do that.
Yeah, you've got a lot going on.
I'm not sure when this is going to air, but I know that I did run a special too for Nanny Palooza, and I actually attended and did like a little bit of a launch at Nanny Palooza West last month or earlier this month. Was it last month? I'm not even sure what day it is, but
I know.
anyways, at the end of September.
Yes.
And offered it to them for a good discount. I'm also offering it to anyone who's attending Nanny Palooza East at the beginning of November. So if that happens to be you, I'm doing pre-sales for that, and there'll be a couple extra copies. I can't personally attend Nanny Palooza East because my daughters have an event that day that I just can't. They, family comes first. That's
It
what you gotta,
does.
that's the self-care thing. So I'm sticking to my guns with that, and going to be there for them with that. But if you happen to know somebody who's going to Nanny Palooza East, I don't care. If you want to ask them to pick you up a copy, that's fine with me at a discount. But
Great.
yeah, definitely check out the newsletter, and that is where I will sort of run my specials and that when they come up.
Great. And that website will be linked in the show notes below. So
Perfect.
if you're driving and you're like, I can't remember the name,
That
that's
place.
okay. It's down, it's there. Just look when you're stopped driving. And it will be there for you. Wonderful. So it sounds like if you want it quickly, Amazon is the best way to get it. And if you care more about how much you pay, then waiting for a deal is probably your best route. So just know yourself, know which one you want. So once a nanny has read your amazing book, or if they're, waiting for it to come in the mail and they're super excited about it, what are some other resources that they can explore to learn even more?
Yeah, I would say, you can check out the INA, definitely great resource. Nanny Palooza also, and Nanny Palooza runs National Nanny Training Recognition Week, or I'm sorry, National Nanny Training Day. I get those
I know,
acronyms messed up in
because
my head.
they're very
You're so
similar.
close. Definitely check that out. Those are, you know, whether or not you can attend something live or just be a part of the community, I definitely recommend, you know, being a part of that.
Yes, and we have episodes about both of those things. So if you're listening and you're confused about what they are, and don't even know where to start researching, episode 72 is the International Nanny Association, which Marcia Hall was also on, and it's brilliant. Go listen to it. And then Nanny Palooza was a few episodes ago. With Sue Downey. So both
Yeah,
of those
she's great.
are great episodes to listen to if you're hearing those terms and not sure what they mean.
Yeah. As far as beyond that, I would definitely, I really highly recommend you check out some of my contributors. I know that, like Donna Shannon, she has amazing resources talking about not just the interview, but anything about, you know, resumes. She does resumes. She does all sorts of things about being hired. She has some really great resources. Michelle LaRoe, like I said, she has nannytraining.com, and she has great resources on there, if even if you don't want to go through a program, which is very reasonably priced, I will say, and excellent. I would definitely recommend that. Laura Brawley has Nanny Care Hub. She actually runs Nanny Care Tribe, I believe, on Facebook, and she has a lot of resources. She has like an A to Z
Contract.
contract, which is fantastic. Kelly has Kelly Gears has a I think it's All Things Nanny is what she's called. She also runs Regarding Nannies, which is a blog. Really great, really great resources. Lots of things on there. Trying to go through the list and see if there's anyone specifically. Glenda Nanny Transitions. I don't know if you've ever talked with Glenda or had
Yes,
her on. Yeah,
I did
she's
have her on, and
fantastic.
she's wonderful. So
Yeah, she's
yes,
really
she's
great.
a good resource for all things nanny, but she specializes in those
Yeah.
nanny transitions.
So, you know, some of the agencies that I had on, it's funny how many agencies that I know that actually started out as nannies, like Greta Schraer, she was a nanny before she had an agency. Ryan Jordan also was a nanny before she had an agency. Sometimes that's a natural progression
And
of
I
people.
also, I love that progression. I love
Yeah.
nannies starting agencies, excuse me, instead of business people
Yeah.
coming
It's
in.
really nice. It's a very different atmosphere when you have that. You know, I mean, there's no wrong way to start an agency.
Exactly,
Well, I mean,
yes.
there is a wrong way to start an agency. I could tell you some of those things, but you know what I mean? There is no wrong person to be able to start an agency, but there's definitely a different feel to an agency that was founded by somebody who was a nanny because they understand it from a deep perspective, I think. So, yeah. So, and I was gonna say Ryan Jordan has Educated Nannies. I know that she has a lot of resources too, as well as Greta, who has a lot of resources at Cincinnati, .com. So I definitely just, you know, look at that list and see who, you know, do a little bit of research, because all these people not only have amazing things to say about what I talked with them about, but they have a lot of resources too. Of course, that's why I reached out to them,
Right.
and that. So yeah.
Yeah, so just travel down those rabbit holes because they're full of
Yeah.
education and wonderful things. So, yeah, I would highly recommend traveling down those. Great. Well,
Oh, one other thing I was going to say. Sorry
yeah.
about that.
No, yeah.
Actually, I don't, and some of your listeners might know her, but Dr. Deborah Gilboa actually did the foreword for this book, which I was so excited. And I don't know, I met her at a Nanny Palooza many years ago. She has been at, you know, keynote at INA conferences before, and she agreed to do the foreword for me, which is amazing, and like made me cry the first time I read it. Seriously, it
Oh.
was super sweet and just really had positive things to say about the book because I had given her an advanced copy of it. But she has a ton of resources, and a lot of that has to do with the care. She talks about resilience in children, about resourcefulness, and building those things into kids from the very, very youngest. She's like exploded. She's been on the Today Show and Good Morning America, and she's like, every time I see her Facebook, I'm like, whoa, she's doing something else really awesome. So I definitely highly recommend you check out her. She has a lot of great content, and she loves nannies. She's
That's
really
awesome.
Connected with us, so yeah.
Awesome. Well, yes, thank you for including yeah. that resource as well. Well, wonderful. Is there anything else that you feel like we didn't get to touch on that you would like to?
The one thing that I like to just add is my personal touch. I like I had said at the beginning or somewhere near the beginning, I have three kids of my own now, and they're amazing and wonderful children. And of course, writing a book is a lot of work. It takes a lot of time, and there's it's a lot of weekends and a lot of this, especially when you work full time, you work right. on top of all of this. So they wanted to be a part of the book somehow. And so I was like racking my brain, like, how can I make this happen? And so I had them each draw a picture for me. I didn't really give them a whole lot of specification on what the picture had to be, other than my four-year-old. He was kind of like, whatever, he's a boy and he's not into the coloring thing. So it was a little challenging to pull it out of him. But my girls did such a fantastic job. And I actually highlighted each section begins with one of their pieces of artwork.
Oh.
And I love it.
Yes.
It's so sweet. And I think it's interesting because the way that my editor and I worked it out was that we started with Isaac, who is my four-year-old, and he is like the youngest. And so his picture is just a very basic stick drawing of our family. Cause that's what, you know, that's what he's capable of. And then the second section, which is, you know, developing yourself, my 6-year-old daughter drew, and it's just such a sweet little picture of our family with a little heart and, you know, cause she's getting to the part where she is developing herself. She's learning who she is and that. And then the last section, specialized situations, is my oldest. And her drawing is very, you know, detailed and that. And I just felt like, you know, when we chose where to put them in the book, it really sort of, I felt like, you know, symbolized that development in your class, you know, and you start out and you're in the basics and this is what you're capable of and this is what you can do and you do the best you can with that, you know. And then you get to know a little bit more and you get a little more detailed and then even more detailed beyond that. And so, I mean, my goal for this book really is that it can be sort of like a handbook, you know. I want it to be something that the new nanny can pick up and learn, literally, like I say on the front, everything I wish I had known all along.
Yeah.
I wish somebody had told me this in my first year, second year, third year. My gosh, I told you, I've been in the industry 20 years and I learned so much writing this book from the people that helped me. But so that's my greater point is that it really is a book for anybody. You know, it really is. You can learn something no matter how long you've been in the industry. And really, you should continue to learn things from new people. So a lot of it will be basics for people who have been in the industry for a while, but you know, there's things to learn too. And I love that it can be a resource that you can just keep on your shelf and be like, okay, so now I'm interviewing with a family, with a divorced family.
Right.
Like, let me take that chapter out and read that through real quick before I go to this interview. So I have some questions to ask this family. Or, oh my gosh, my mom boss just came home and said she's having triplets.
Right.
I do. Like, what do I do to prepare myself for this and pull out the book and look at that chapter? So I really hope that it can be kind of like your handbook as you navigate the relationship for the rest of your career. So.
Yes, and I love that idea of, I mean, I still go back and look at books from my education, when I got my master's in English education, you know, all the time for different activities to do with kids. So I love that idea of, you know, read it now, no matter where you are. And then as you go, you can,
right.
It can be there for you to support you as new things come up. Or if, you know, a lot of times you're in a job for years. And so it's been literally years since you've gone on an interview.
Yes.
And so just reviewing.
Really rusty.
Yeah. Reviewing how to interview is,
yeah.
I think, I mean, that just happened for me. And it was, you know, it had been a while since I'd had to interview. So brushing up on those things is never a bad idea.
Exactly.
Well, wonderful. Well, yes, I'm so excited to read your book. And I am, like I said, my educational loving heart is really pleased to hear how wonderful this resource is.
Great.
Yeah. So is there anything else?
Sure. I know that you oftentimes end with a story. I do have a story if you want me to share. So it kind of sparked when we were talking about the book and the chapter called Leaving a Job with Grace that Glenda Probst actually was a contributor for. She is amazing. And like I said, every job ends. And so this story has to do with a family that I worked for 8 years. Mm. And they are the longest family that I had ever worked for. And they were the family that I thought, like, I'm going to be with them until they go off to college.
Right.
They chose to, after about 7 years of working with them, they chose to move to a different country.
Oh, wow.
For a period of time. And that in and of itself was, you know, devastating. I understand. I was excited for them, but it was hard. And my story is not like, I mean, it just, the day that they left, so there was a lot of preparation for them leaving, you know, helping them sell their house, helping them do all these things and pack and all of that. Mm-hmm. Bittersweet moments, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Got to spend some really amazing time with them. But I was actually, they asked me to pick them up and take them to the airport as they left. And it's kind of a unique thing for a nanny to be asked to do, I feel like. So I mean, it kind of shows you where I was in their life. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget like that ride and just like that. They were all excited and nervous and, you know, it's like 4 a.m. Right. That's what time I had to take them to the airport. And so it just like that drive was, I was so excited for them, but like also just like breaking inside, you know?
Yeah.
And I think I just want to say that story because it really tells me like the position that we have in the family. And it's not always this case. It's not always the case that the parents sort of trust you with that kind of thing in their life and to that degree. But, you know, after 8 years with this family, that they wanted me to be the one that took them to the airport and kind of saw them off on this next chapter of their life, which was going to be tough and a challenge, and 3 young kids and moving to another country. I mean, that can you even imagine?
Right.
But that they were like entrusting that to me was really just an honor that I will never, ever forget, you know, forget that moment. And then of course, like the drive home was like just tears.
Yeah.
Like I'm surprised I made it to where I was going. It was so many tears. And so I think we invest in these lives and it's really great when they value that. So I guess I just wanted to end with that.
Yeah. What a beautiful way to end. And that's such a lovely story of, yeah, your connection and importance in that family. I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. If you are listening at home and you want to buy the book, I would highly recommend doing that. And I will link to some websites down below. So they're already there. Just look. And you will have access to how to get this book and how to learn more about Marcia Hall if you are just interested in learning more.
Great.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Marcia.
Thank you, Martha.
This was wonderful. And
All right.
Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week.
Chronicles of Narnia is produced and hosted by Martha Reddick. Artwork by Noni Amadon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudio.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Narnia and on Twitter at Narnia Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnarnia@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.